5 minutes to bring to our awareness just something we are already familiar with. Faith is the only way we can please God. And as we come into close of the year, if you look back at from the beginning of the year up to this moment, you will see it is through faith you have made it thus far. Without faith, it should be hard and difficult and impossible. Many people commit suicide, even teenagers commit suicide because they have no hope. I've heard in the news of many kids that were bullied on the internet by their friends, and because there is no hope of redemption of their character, they begin to take decisions. Those are kids. I've heard of adults who have all kinds of investments, and because there is no hope of redemption, they do things that are unthinkable. But with us, we have faith in the word of God that from moment to moment, it carries us on and on. Bible says in Hebrew, faith is the only requirement to see the Lord. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. How do we please God as we're moving towards this end of year, even moving towards next? You know, we use calendar to mark our progress, but really, what we should use is a milestone as to how we walk with God. You know, we sing that song. When we walk with the Lord, in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. What He says we will do, where He leads we will go. Who we trust and obey. This morning, my joining us is for us to trust and obey. We already talked about that last week, trusting God. But one aspect of it that is indispensable is our faith in God. I know you have faith, that's why you're in church today. I know you have faith, that's why you're believing that it will be better tomorrow. But I'm asking you to be more diligent with your faith. Faith in prayer. Bible says, you know, persist when you pray. The book of Luke chapter 18, it says that when you pray, be steadfast at it. Even though the prayer, the answers are not coming right there, but you know what? God will come through with you. You know, she was mentioning that Nigeria, the politics in Nigeria is extremely terrible compared to some other places. But, you know, for you to go and come back, I've heard of people that left here that they went to Nigeria and they just couldn't make it back. And they wanted to go and do good. Same thing for some other countries. People go to Mexico just to come back. They cannot make it back. But, you know, it has been the faithfulness of God to have kept, you know, our families alive. What we need is faith to move on to the next level. This year will come to an end very soon. But, you know, the faithfulness of God never comes to an end. You know, money by money. We sing that song, you know. He is always faithful. Remember that God is faithful. Bible said, and we studied that in the covenants of God. Bible said that, you know, and I love that song. I don't know if you have heard it. When you see the rainbow, you know God is always faithful. We know the rainbow is just an expression of nature. But you know one secret about rainbow? Rainbow is not just a physics of life. When you see rainbow, it means there is cloud that has covered the earth. And rainbow only shows when there is sun in the horizon. If there is no sun to give that cloud the golden color you see, it means that, man, there is no sun coming. But God said to Noah, he said, this will be a sign. In other words, whenever you see a rainbow, it knows that the sun is coming. Even the cloud has been there, even though everything has been heavy, even things might not be working, but there is sun coming. There is sun coming, you know. God put rainbow in the sky. I don't know if you know that song. God put rainbow in the sky. When it looks like sun isn't going to shine anymore, my God has put rainbow in the sky. God has put rainbow in your sky. You just need to hold on to the faith in Him. When you're suffering or going through hard times, have faith in God. When you are challenged, Bible talked to us about Daniel that was challenged by his peers. They were making sure that this guy, you can't be promoted while we are just here. At your job and your business, there will be contention. When you are making difficult decisions to move forward, there will be opposition.
But don't compromise. Believe and have faith in God. Hold on to Him who has promised. Bible says, for he who has promised is faithful. He cannot actually break His own commandments or His covenant. God's provision will always come. In the book of Psalm 13, Bible tells us that even when it looks like the provision is almost dwindling, there is God there. Hold on to God in the place. You know, provision is very challenging right now when most people are losing their jobs. The income that used to be there is no longer doing all that it should. You know, so many things coming your way. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. When you stand alone, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, all you need to do is you look right and left. I can't find anybody to be there to help me. Have faith in God. And what is faith? Faith is holding God on to His word. If God has not spoken, you cannot have faith. I tell you the truth. If God has not spoken any single word, there is no need for faith, because there is nothing for you to trust. But God has spoken many promises. Now you are reaching out to believe the integrity of God by having faith. So when you are standing alone in some decisions, in some situations, believe and hold on to the faith in God has said this, I believe it, so it is in my life. You know, you need to do that. When you are out of season, I tell you, when you are in season, you know, when oranges are in season, they sell them cheaply. You see, 10 for $10, 5 for 5 cents. But when oranges are out of season, they are very expensive. At that time, things are very scarce. When things are scarce, things don't come the way they used to come. Before, you snap your finger, everything is working. But you snap 10 times and nothing is happening. Don't think that, oh, God is not going to deal with it. He has forgotten me. Bible says when Noah was shot in the inside of the ark, God still reminded him and said, hey, don't worry, I'll keep you. This, how many days I've shot you right in here, don't worry, the rain will be over. It's always comforting to know that you have a God. Many people that don't have God in this world, they are hopeless, because they cannot trust in the word of God that has been spoken that we have in the Bible. So when things are not working your way the way they should or the way they used to, don't think that God is not doing what He needs to do. He is faithful. Just be faithful as well. When you are in despair, when you are losing your faith, hold on to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. When your friendships are getting very funny, you know, people are leaving you, people are not around you, you don't have enough hands to help, things are just going not the way you expect, hold on to God. Trust God. Have faith in God. Believe in God. Speak that word of God. The Bible says, Jesus told us that if you say a word to this mountain, be, oh, ye three, be moved. He said, it will obey you. But it takes faith. It takes faith. Last but not least, when you're under financial pressure, please have faith. If you don't have faith, you will lose your mind sometimes. You will do things unthinkable. I know for high school students, you know, having faith is more of, well, I need to study. But you know what? You need to have faith so that God will quicken your understanding. When you're doing exam, you need to remember. Students, yes. Even when you are a professional, sometimes all you need is God quickening your understanding as to how to approach problems. Let us have faith in God when we're under pressure. You know, most things come out of pressure. When you put pressure on the carbon, it becomes diamond. But you know, everybody loves diamond when they are cut and they're shining. But when you go through that pressure, you don't want to be in that pipe, you know. When you put pressure in a bottle of hot water and you shake it, it will feel like that bottle is going to blow up. But what needs to happen is to release the gas, the pressure in it. When you are going through very tough times, hold on to the word of God. That is faith. And the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. As I will conclude and will pray today, what I want to meditate on this week is what God can do that is unprecedented when you have faith. Meaning, it has never happened before, but God can do it for you. If it has happened before that God could raise the dead, Abraham did not have the pleasure or the liberty to see such. But God made His power strong when they believe, even if I bring my son to God in this very hard situation of offering him, God can do something. I want you to believe that God can do the unprecedented. The reason is this: if you don't, there will be trying times where you have no solution. You know, I was at Austin a couple of weeks ago, and a lady mentioned how she was diagnosed with cancer, and it was fatal. It was colon cancer. In America, there is no medical treatment per se that could guarantee that you will be restored whole when you have cancer, because it's just this rapid multiplication of cells in your body. And she was like, God, I'm dead. And she was a single mom right here. She couldn't take all that double jobs. The pain was becoming too much. She was like, this is not working. God is not even answering me at all. But something she said that made me to be encouraged was, she said, but I made up my mind that I will trust God anyways, with or without, you know, having all these things, and I will make appropriate decisions. He had faith, and God helped her, and today she said that she is getting, you know, she has done some medical checkups, of course, she's taking some medication, but she's getting better. Without faith, many people would just be like, it's only me, it will lead to hypertension and all kinds of things, but she's doing so pretty well now. You know, please believe God for the unprecedented, because that has never happened before does not mean God cannot do it for you. God can make ways where there seems to be no way. It never happened before that time until God did it. God can help you. Have faith in God, hold on to Him, pray to Him every time. When you can no longer pray, do this one thing. Pray. You know, when it's like, I can't say any word anymore, it doesn't make sense, I'm tired, I'm out, just say, God, I can't pray now, help me. And I pray God will help you in the name of Jesus. Shall we rise on our feet this morning? One thing I will ask us that we should desire and plead for God is to strengthen us. You know, disciples actually asked Jesus, increase our faith. And Jesus said to them, you don't understand what faith is. If you have faith as small as a tiny little mustard seed, you can basically speak to mountains and mountains will move. You're going to pray tonight and say, Lord, the faith that I have in me of you, first of having faith is believing that God exists. And if God exists, that His promises are constant. His even ability cannot wane. His strength cannot even be reduced. No one can prevent God from doing what He wants to do because He's sovereign. So your having faith means you are accepting those attributes of God, the nature of God, the power of God, the grace of God, the abundance of God over you. Why don't you pray today, Father? Help me, oh God, to grow in this my little faith. Even though your faith may be small in your own understanding, but the Lord is saying you can move mountains. You can move mountains. Why don't you pray and say, Father, give me courage, even Lord, to be able to speak to my mountains. Give me courage to be able to declare to my challenges. Give me courage, even Lord, to be able to address the problems that surround me. Give me courage to be able to declare to situations that are contrary. Bible said concerning the man of God, the servant said, Master, we perish because we have armies around us. But the man of God said, don't worry, we have the host of heaven. He could see through the eyes of faith. Why don't you pray this morning lastly? Father, open my heart that I can see things you have made available in the spiritual realm. Even through faith that I can believe them. Through faith that I can accept them. Through faith that I can appropriate them. Through faith that I can, oh God, live in abundance of your promises. Through faith, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews 11, our forefathers, they have done many great things by faith. Lord, we pray. It says they desire a city that is not made by man, that had no foundation by man. And God was decided to be their God. Pray this morning. Father, help me to have courage to run with the faith in my heart. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Eternal God, we thank you. Without you, we are faithless. In fact, without you, we have no hope. Apostle Paul said, if there is no heaven, there is no God, there is no hope of eternity. He said, of all people that live in this world, we Christians are the most miserable. But Lord, the Bible says, for God has spoken and He cannot repent. For He has declared His purpose. Lord, you have revealed your mind. For us, it's just to believe and accept it. Lord, I pray for every member here this morning, Lord, that you will give us courage even to begin to operate on the faith we have in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, those little faiths in our hearts, oh, they can move mountains this morning. Lord, as we act on them, Bible says, and Peter asked the Lord, Sir, bid me that I come upon the water. And Jesus said, yeah, you believe you can, therefore step on the waters. Lord, I pray as your children will be stepping on waters, oh God. Lord, you will cause even, Lord, the waters to be granted for them. In the name of Jesus. Those things that look impossible and difficult and terrifying and almost undoable, Lord, as they launch out in faith, let your great arm begin to cushion them in the name of Jesus. Father, make ways where there seems to be no way. Lord, let make doors, oh God, where others have said there is shutting out in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we ask, oh God, things that will come to discourage us, to prove to us that there is no point in having faith, Lord, you will help us so that they will not overwhelm us. We know that the storm of life can make us faithless. The things and the challenges, the cares and the pleasures and all the things, they can make us to be faithless. Lord, help us that even when we are faced with all this, we can still come out strong and be faithful to you. Lord, we thank you. As we go this week, Lord, I ask that your presence will go with your children in the name of Jesus. Those that couldn't make it here today, maybe they are sick or travel, Lord, I pray you will be with them in the name of Jesus. Father, those that are even busy, maybe they are work, I pray your peace will rest upon them. Lord, every home I cover with the blood of Jesus. Lord, that blood, oh God, that distinguished the children of Israel in Egypt. Lord, I plead that special blood over your children. Lord, will protect them. Lord, you will guard them. You will deliver them from evil. You will protect them all around in the name of Jesus. When they drive, you will be with them. When they are at home, you will keep them in the name of Jesus. Lord, you will cause your face to shine upon them. Lord, everywhere they go, you will cause men to bless them in the name of Jesus. You will cause your children to be a blessing. Everywhere they step, men will see and identify your grace upon their life. Have your way, oh God. Let your will be done. Let your name be glorified. Even Lord, as we even approaching this week and even Saturday for praise night, let your name be glorified that night. Father, we thank you, for we have asked in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.